Mother Nature, we all the human beings would like to thank you for giving us a beautiful home to live in. You have been a home for all the living beings for years and years. You have given us a various facilities like rivers for water, trees for respiration and various foods to live. First of all, thank you so much for these wonderful qualities and giving us free reign of the planet. You have endowed us with a brain and given us the capacity for language, reason, curiosity and creativity. We are truly grateful for what you have made us. As with due respect, we human beings are not doing our works or fulfilling our responsibility properly. We feel sorry because we could not give your earth the way you have given us. As due to various human activities, the earth is getting polluted day by day and we human beings are responsible for this. People are being careless and have done various destructive works. But now, people are realizing the importance of yours and trying to save you by doing various campaigns and programs. At last, we would like to promise you for keeping you safe, and we will never harm you and try to give your all the way you have given us. Yours sincerely, Suhana Yadav.
Thank you.
प्रिय माता प्रकृति, सुरुवात गर्न आउँदैन मलाई तर कोसिस गर्दैछु। भावनाका कुरा लेख्न आउँदैन मलाई तर प्रयत्न गर्दैछु। आज नै मलाई उत्तम दिन लाग्यो, मैले तिमीप्रतिको मेरो भावनालाई शब्दमा उतारेर तिमी सामु पेश गर्ने। यदि आज मैले यसो गरिनँ भने मैले जीवनभर पछुताएर बस्न र टाउको ठोक्न बाहेक अरू कुनै विकल्प देख्दिनँ। आकाशको जुन भनौँ या कि धरतीको फुल, अँधेरी रातमा जुनले बाटो देखाइदिन्छ अनि फुल फुल्नाले धरतीको स्वभाव बढाइदिन्छ। तर म ती दुवैको मिश्रण मान्दछु तिमीलाई। त्यसैले त तिमी बिनाको मेरो जिन्दगी अन्धकार हुन्छ। त्यसैले यो उराट लाग्दो मरुभूमिमा तडपिरहेको मानव जीवनलाई खोइ कहाँबाट सुरु गरौँ। हरपल तिम्रो सुन्दर प्रतिबिम्ब मेरो नजर वरिपरि घुमिरहन्छ अनि तिम्रो सुन्दरता त मेरो मनमा नै छापिएको छ। तिम्रो सुन्दरताको वर्णन यो कागजको पानामा गरेको कुराभन्दा धेरै अब्बल छन्। तापनि यो मनका भावनाहरू मैले तिमीमा व्यक्त गर्नै पर्छ। हो, जब म धरतीमा प्रकट भएँ तब पहिलो भेराइमै तिमीलाई देखेँ अनि तिम्रो त्यो सुन्दर तस्विर मनमा छापियो। त्यसपछिका पलहरू मेरा लागि त्यति नै महत्त्वपूर्ण हुँदै गए अनि म महसुस हुन थालेँ कि म तिमीसँग प्रेममा परेँ। त्यसैले आज यो प्रस्ताव राख्दछु। विश्वास छ कि मेरो पवित्र मायाले तिम्रो विशाल हृदयलाई पवित्र मायाले तिम्रो विशाल हृदयलाई भरिदिनेछ। त्यो तिम्रो मुटुमाझ मैले मेरो दिल बसालिसकेको छु। तिमी बिनाको मेरो जीवन एक्लो अनि अपुरो हुनेछ। त्यसैले तिम्रो समक्ष तिम्रो जीवन तिम्रो मायाको भिक्षा मागिरहेको छु। आशा छ प्रेमको अञ्जुलीमा मायाको भिक्षा मागेको भिक्षुलाई त्यो हात फर्काउने छैनौ। तिम्रै कपुत सन्तानहरूले कयौँपटक छातीमा डढेलो लगाइसके, हरियो वस्त्र जलाइ जलाइ खरानीमा परिणत गरिसके। चाहन्छु कि रोकियोस् यो सबै। त्यसैले खट्दैछु जनमा चेतना जगाई। उही तिम्रो पवन राउत।
Dear beloved Mother Nature, three magical words to you. I don't know how to start this letter, but if I don't make a start today, I think I won't be able to express my feelings and emotions to you. Ever since the day I was born, you came within my sight. I simply cannot imagine this world without you. You are my life and I am truly grateful and honorable towards your each and every aspect that run the entire human race. I bow my head before you as I look deeply and recognize that you are present in me and I am a part of you. You are the mother of all creatures. We are just a young species of your many children. You understand language and feelings of all species and do all the possible things for our welfare. As I begin to know your importance, other things have become invisible to me. You lie in every corner of my heart. My love towards you has become priceless. You come to my vision even when I'm asleep. This really gives me a feeling from my inner heart that I'm in love with you. So today I want to confess my feelings towards you by saying those three magical words, I love you. Dear Mother, wherever there is soil, water, rocks, sun or air, you are there. You are there in each and every part of my life. You are present in every cell of my body. You have such a remarkable contribution in the continuation of life. We breathe your fresh air, we drink your fresh water, we eat your nutritional food, we live in each and every part of yours. Our shelter lies beside you. Your beauty just cannot be expressed in words. No one can ever replace your beauty. My heart gets filled with joy and happiness when my vision comes towards your remarkable creations. The sun, the moon, and the stars make me realize that how big is our destination. Your rivers, forests, mountains, waterfalls, grasslands make me feel that my whole life lies within you. I can't say that I can do everything for you, but I promise to keep the Mother Nature clean, protected, and healthy as possible, and I'll be aware that your health and well-being is my own health and well-being. Lastly, live in each season as it passes. Breathe the air, drink water, taste the fruit, and resign yourself to the influence of the Mother Nature. Yours offspring, the nature lover, Prakat Dakal. Thank you.
Mother Nature, a few words to you. Before this, I have never expressed my love and affection to you. But today, on this special day, I would like you to know how I feel for you. You are just as a camera to me, because every time I look at you, there is a smile on my face. Before, I didn't notice you that often, even though you were there all the time. But later, when I got to know you, I didn't know that you would be that important to me. Since the day I came to know your importance in my life, I find myself lucky that I got a chance to understand you. This really gives me a feeling that I have started caring for you. Maybe I will not be able to adore you the way you do me, but I promise I will try my best to keep you the way you want to be. I know that once I was also the reason for your destruction, but it doesn't mean that I didn't care for you. It just took me a little longer to understand you. That's why from now on, even if I'm not the reason for your happiness, I promise I will never be the reason for your destruction. I will always be by your side for recreation. No matter how many people will for your destruction, I will always be by your side for recreation. You have introduced me to a totally new world. You are the sunshine of my life, which I want to see every day when I first wake up. Even though if I want to stop you, you won't stop doing good things for me. Even if I keep thanking you for ages, it won't be enough. Just thinking of you makes me a lot happier than I want to be. I wonder how happy I would be if I got to be with you all the time. So I want you to be with me forever, and for that I can't promise to do everything it takes, but I can say that I can do many things to keep it the way it is. I won't say that I will be by your side all the time, but it also doesn't mean that I'm not with you. It's just that I want to see you getting up and fighting for your own battle. I don't want you to be by my side all the time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but please never think of leaving me. Yours ever, Rishika Karala.
प्यारी प्रकृति आमा, आज म तपाईलाई धन्यवाद भन्न चाहन्छु तपाईको मायाको लागि यो पत्रबाट. प्रकृति आमा, तपाईँ म जहाँ जन्मे, म जहाँ हुर्के, म जहाँ खेल्छु र जसले म माया पनि गर्छु, हामी सबै तपाईँको सन्तान हौ. तपाईँले आफ्नो सन्तानको लागि जहिले राम्रो काम गर्नुहुन्छ गर्नुभएको छ, तर केही वर्षदेखि मानिसले तपाईँलाई दुःख दिँदै आएका छ र त्यसमा म पनि पर्छु होला. नयाँ साधन र नयाँ आविष्कार मानिसको जीवन सजिलो बनाएको छ, तर धेरै नयाँ आविष्कारले तपाईँको धेरै दुःख दिँदैछ. धेरै मानिसले र मैले पनि होला कागज, चक्लेटको खोल आदि फोहोरहरू जानी जानी खाली जमिनमा फाल्छौँ, तर हामीले त्यसलाई फोहोर फाल्ने भाँडामा फाल्न सक्छौँ जसले नयाँ र उपयोगी सामान बन्न सक्छ. यो सबै कुराको लागि म तपाईँलाई आज माफी माग्न चाहन्छु. मानिसलाई तपाईँले धेरै बाँच्न सक्ने क्षमता दिनुभएको छ, जो सबै जनावरभन्दा पनि लामो पनि छ. मानिसलाई सर्वश्रेष्ठ प्राणी बनाउनु भएको छ. तर पनि मानिसले त्यसको राम्रो प्रयोग गरेका छैनन्। त्यसैले भूकम्प आदि हुरी आदिले मानिसको जीवन बिग्रिरहेको छ। मलाई लाग्छ हामीले तपाईँको सुरक्षा र तपाईँको सबै कुराको रक्षा पनि गरेको छ गरेनौ। त्यसैले यो सबै कुरा भएको हो। यस्तै हुँदै गयो भने आउने समय धेरै खराब हुन्छ। प्रकृति आमा, मलाई माफ गरिदिनु होला। जे हामी तपाईँमाथि नराम्रो काम गरेर म सबै मानिसलाई यी नराम्रो काम गर्न रोक्छु। मलाई थाहा छ यो सजिलो हुँदैन भनेर, तर म कोसिस गर्नेछु। म तपाईँलाई फेरि खुसी भएको देख्न चाहन्छु। आज खुसी र माया बाँड्ने दिवस हो। म तपाईँलाई धेरै माया गर्छु प्रकृति आमा। तपाईँको छात्रा लुना सिंह।
Sir, I know that due to us, you are not doing well nowadays. I feel very bad and sad when I see you degrading day by day. I bow my head before you as I look deeply and recognize that you are present in me and that I am a part of you. I was born from you and you are always present, offering me everything I need for my... nourishment and growth. My mother and my father and all my ancestors are also your children. We breathe your air, drink your clear water, we eat your nourishing food. Your herbs heal us when we are sick. Dear mother, I call you by the human name mother because you are as pure, beautiful, caring and beloved as a human mother. You aren't a person, but I know you are not less than a human either. You are a living, breathing, living being in the form of a planet. I am so in love with you that I get jealous over little things. I get jealous when people touch you like you are their property. I get jealous when people take photos with you to flourish you, but just for the sake of their likes on Facebook and Instagram. They write captions like they are in love with you. This is today's cruel reality with which I hate the most. Mother, I will do anything to save you. I won't be careless anymore. I have will and always treat you as my mother and hope that everyone in this world will treat you as their own mother and realize how important you really are for our existence. I promise to cherish you at any cost. I love you, Mother Nature, your lovely human daughter, Prozola Kalki. Thank you. Thank you.